Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. The Mighty Handful may sound like a rock band or a bad babysitting job, and the Mighty Five may sound like a basketball team, but both of those were nicknames for a group of 19th century Russian composers interested in developing a Russian sound for classical music. Obviously, there were five of them. Mighty Handful refers to five fingers. The ringleader of the Mighty Handful was Mili Balakirev, a pianist and composer who wanted to promote nationalism in Russian music. In music, nationalism refers to a sound that's distinct to a particular country. Sometimes that's done by using folk tunes, rhythms, or dance forms in a piece of music, but it can also mean including historical characters or legends from a region. Balakirev wrote an overture in which he put pieces of three Russian folk songs. Eventually, Balakirev became director of the Russian Court Orchestra. But for a while, he quit music and went to work for the Russian Railroad. In fact, every member of the Mighty Five held a non-musical job at one time or another. Alexander Borodin was never a professional musician. He was a professor of chemistry. From the time he was a kid, Borodin was very musical, but he decided to study science instead. He wound up founding the first Russian school of medicine for women. After he met Balakirev, the great cheerleader for Russian music, Borodin began composing. But since science and medicine took up most of his time, he didn't get a chance to finish very many pieces. One of the other members of the Mighty Handful wound up putting Borodin's opera Prince Igor into its final form. The man who cleaned up Borodin's music, and music by quite a few other composers, was Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Rimsky-Korsakov was in the Navy when he met up with Mili Balakirev and decided that music should be his life. Rimsky-Korsakov quit the Navy to study composition. After teaching himself to compose, he wound up as a professor of composition at the new conservatory in St. Petersburg, Russia. Rimsky-Korsakov was great at orchestration, knowing what instruments to assign to which lines of music in order to get the best sound. He finished a lot of pieces that some of his fellow Russians left unfinished, and he also rearranged a lot of other music, some of which didn't necessarily need rearranging. The last member of the Mighty Five was César Cui. Cui has an unusually un-Russian sounding last name because his father was French. In fact, he was a French military officer who decided to stay in Russia after being taken prisoner there while fighting with Napoleon's army. César Cui started out in the military too, but you guessed it, after he met Mili Balakirev, César Cui became a composer. Even though he had no Russian ancestors, his mother was Lithuanian, Cui became a big champion of Russian music, just like the other members of the Mighty Handful. There you have the other four Russian composers who made up the Mighty Handful: Mili Balakirev, Alexander Borodin, César Cui, and Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. The fifth, of course, was this month's composer, Modest Mussorgsky. Thank you. That's Gnomus, G-N-O-M-U-S, the gnome, G-N-O-M-E, from pictures at an exhibition by Modeste Mussorgsky. Next week on Classics for Kids, a look at all the pictures in the exhibition. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me for Mussorgsky's musical exhibition next time on Classics for Kids.